Managing Marriage During COVID-19 by Lynette Kittle. Read by Sean McAvoy. Today's Bible verse is 1 Corinthians 12:6. There are different kinds of working, but in all of them, and in everyone, it is the same God at work. As COVID-19 has been mandating couples stay together 24/7, it's been shedding light on the true condition of countless marriages. The stress and tension of being together is bringing issues in the relationships to the surface. For some couples, it's causing them to consider where reconnection needs to occur and what efforts are needed to prioritize and improve their relationships. Unfortunately for others, it's leading many husbands and wives to consider divorce. At our house, my husband and I have had our own unique response to the COVID-19 stay-at-home orders. In expressing my delight of having him home all the time, I thought he would be glad to know how much I love having him here. But he didn't return my enthusiasm or feel the same about being home 24/7. While I enjoy having him work at home where we can interact all day long, as a hospice chaplain with a pastor's heart, he has been greatly missing ministering face-to-face with patients and families. Although he has been making visits via phone calls, it just isn't the same for him as having in-person visits. It's also not the same for the patients and caregivers who are feeling alone and isolated during this outbreak. However, as soon as I picked up on his hesitancy in agreeing with me, the enemy went to work to try and make me feel hurt by his response. It turns out my husband doesn't enjoy being at home 24/7 as much as I like him being here. Of course, the accuser of the brethren started pointing fingers at me and at him, trying to convince me that my spouse would rather be away from home working than at home spending time with me. Like John 8:44 reveals his deceptive tactics, I had to reject the enemy's lies and take my concerns to the Lord, casting all my anxiety about it on him. As I did, God calmed my heart and redirected my thoughts, reminding me how he gives us varying gifts. He helped me understand how my husband does like spending time with me, but he also is called to reach out and minister to people. Like Romans 12:4 explains, "For just as each of us has one body with many members, and these members do not all have the same function." During this time of couples reconnecting, it's important for husbands and wives to realize, even in marriage, we probably don't have the same ministry functions. Like 1 Corinthians 12:4 through 7 explains, "There are different kinds of gifts, but the same Spirit distributes them. There are different kinds of service, but the same Lord. There are different kinds of working, but in all of them, and in everyone, it is the same God at work. Now to each one, the manifestation of the Spirit is given for the common good." Reaching out to God led me to see my spouse's quarantine discontentment was not a reflection on his love for me. He helped me consider how, although I thrive working at home writing words, my husband thrives out among people, speaking words. As well, God helped me to realize the abilities he's given to my husband function differently than the ones he's given to me. Also, to see how my spouse was missing using his God-given gifts to reach out and help others in spiritual and practical ways.
Hey everyone. Thanks for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, a production of the Salem Web Network. If you enjoyed what you heard today, we'd love for you to head over to iTunes and rate and review our podcast. It really does help people find us. This episode was produced by our managing editor, Kelly Givens, and recorded and edited by Stephen Sanders. Be sure to come back tomorrow as we examine more of God's Word.
Christmas. For most kids, it's the most joyful time of the year. But this Christmas, 1.5 million children will spend the holiday separated from a parent because their mom or dad is behind bars. Prison Fellowship Angel Tree needs churches in our communities to volunteer to bless local children with a gift, the gospel, and a loving message from their parent. I believe this is an incredible opportunity for our listeners to share the love of Jesus this Christmas. Many of Prison Fellowship's partner churches continue ministry to local Angel Tree families after Christmas is over. Through this ongoing care, Prison Fellowship Angel Tree strengthens and encourages families every day. Angel Tree wouldn't be possible without the help of faithful volunteers. If you're ready to make an eternal impact in your community, please register today at angeltree.org/church. That's angeltree.org/church.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
Hello, my name's Rachel Carmen, and I want to invite you to come over and listen to my podcast. It's called Real Refreshment. For years and years as a young mother, I chased after the wind, thinking that the world could offer me the refreshment I longed for. But it was only when I discovered it in the person of Jesus Christ that I really found refreshment. Come on over and join me as we dig into Bible study. I'll see you there.